Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark, and thank you for listening to the Texans Today podcast. This is Drew Doherty from Reliance Stadium. On Sunday at home, the Texans dropped a tough one, 31-24, to AFC South division rival Jacksonville. And afterwards, wide receiver Jacoby Jones, who caught a touchdown in the contest, took questions from the media.
We got to play better than that.
Do you think, did you guys lack inspiration? Were you not fired up enough?
I mean, I wasn't that. I mean, it's the NFL. People make mistakes. I mean, and that's how the game goes. So we got to get better next week and move on.
Did you
guys
tell the fans anything?
I won't say nothing to them. It's just, hey, ride with it. That's all. We're going to show up.
Do you think you got a bad break on that fumble there at the end?
I wasn't really paying attention to it. I can't watch that like that. I just turned my back, and I wasn't looking at the replay at all, so I couldn't even know.
Receiver Kevin Walter returned from injury and returned in a big, big way as he led the team in receiving yardage. He answered questions afterwards.
When you practice it, was it in that situation, or did you run?
I think it was like a third down run. I think last year we did that a few times. Last year, I believe we did it on third down. It's a great play. The guys executed, and it's pretty much an easy first down as long as you get around that end.
Chris Brown took this loss on himself in an emotional manner. How do you react?
No one can take him out. This is a team game. You know what I mean? He can't take it on himself. You know, we're all in this together, and we're going to work hard. We're going to fight back, and it's very disappointing because we felt we should have won. It's tough, but we got the guy. We've been in this position before. We don't like it, absolutely not. We hate this. We don't like feeling this way. We should be coming in here celebrating, having a good time, but we'll come back to work tomorrow, fix our mistakes, and move on.
Kevin, you may have already asked this question, but can you take us to the play where you hit with the flag? What happened on the play?
Yeah, I was running a shallow cross. We were in tight quarters. I forget what yard line we were on, but everyone's kind of compressed. I'm running this way. The guys are running the other way, and it happens. It happens all the time. I don't know if he sold it or not or what. It's disappointing, though. I got to get slippery and get through there a little better or what.
But are you surprised by the flag?
I was really surprised. I think it came pretty late, too. That's not my call.
Corner Dante Robinson was disappointed in the outcome of the Sunday contest against the Jaguars, and he, too, took some questions from the media.
Of all the losses that you've had here, where does this one rank?
This one's big. I've had so many, I can't really put it in a place. But, to come in and lose two straight home games, it's unexpected. You know what I mean? I thought we had things situated after last game, but, I guess we did. You know what I mean? But one thing we're going to continue to do is look at ourselves in the mirror and fix it as players. You know what I mean? We can't come in here and finger point. It's on us. You know what I mean? And I'm not talking about as a team. I'm talking about as a defensive unit. You know, the offense, they're doing what they got to do in order for us to win football games. So we got to take care of our end. And right now we're not doing it. Three games in a row and we haven't done it.
You said 3 weeks ago you got a defensive coordinator you want to play for.
Right.
It's up to us to make Frank look good.
Right.
How are y'all making Frank look?
Right now we're struggling. So anytime you're giving up 31, past two games we gave up 31 points. So that's not good, no defensive coordinator or defense or players, period, want to give up 30 points, right now it's not good, but I guarantee you it's going to get better. I can guarantee that things will get better on the defensive side of the football, guaranteed.
As one of the leaders, do you guys maybe call a defense, team meeting without the coaches and try to straighten it out yourselves?
No, I mean, we'll get it straightened out. I really don't know what it's going to take to get it straightened out. But we got to let our play do the talking. We can call as many meetings as we want to. I really don't know which road we're going to go down, but we will get it fixed. This won't continue much longer.
You worry about the mental discipline problems, the penalties. Eugene had that one. Brian Cushing laid it out of bounds.
I thought Eugene's play was an aggressive physical play in football. You know what I mean? I thought Mario's play at the end was an aggressive football play. You know what I mean? He held on. He grabbed the only thing he could. It wasn't like he was chasing the guy from behind and horse collaring. Right. He's scraping down the line. He sticks his arm out. That's what he grabs. So I think both of those guys made aggressive plays. I haven't really seen Cushions play.
Yeah.
So, but I know the type of player he is, and I know he's an aggressive football player. So I know that he didn't mean to do it purposely.
Late in the fourth quarter, tight end Joel Dreesen had a touchdown taken off the board due to a penalty called on Kevin Walter. Dreesen took some questions afterwards.
A tough loss, huh?
Just major disappointment. I mean, I think we were ready to play. I know we were. It was just, it's the NFL. You know, you expect to be in those games. Okay, you're down by seven. We got to score, tie it up, take it to overtime, or go for two and win the game. It's major disappointment.
Does it sting even more that you had that touchdown and it gets called back because of the penalty?
Yeah, that hurts a little bit. I mean, there you think, you know, you made a play to the game-tying touchdown, hopefully to help your team, and, you know, it gets called back. But, you know, that's how it goes, you know. I mean, that's how it goes. That's all I can say.
Did they do something differently there in the late going that, you know, kind of held you without a score there for a long time late?
Well, you know, we put Chris Brown in there. He's our short yards back. He's our big goal line back. And, you know, they didn't do anything different than we expected. We just got to block better and get it in.
You take some positives from this thing?
I mean, yeah, we moved the ball well on offense, but, you know, we had the two turnovers again, and that hurt us. I think we had two. And then, I mean, we just, it's just frustrating right now. You got to find a way to win.
What did Kubiak say after?
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of the same stuff I'm telling you right now is, you know, this is an NFL football game. You got to, you know, regardless of what you did the week before or 2 weeks ago, you know, you got to show up on Sunday. And I feel like we did show up on Sunday. We just didn't finish them off like we know we're capable of doing.
Last thing is five, six stitches, and how'd that happen today?
Yeah, I snapped a punt, and, you know, I was getting the bull rush on the punt all day long, and my helmet just kind of slid down, big number 90, smashed it down onto my nose, and got half a dozen stitches on my nose. You know, I had it happen during training camp against New Orleans, too, so we just kind of reopened another wound.
For the second straight game, tight end Owen Daniels caught a touchdown pass from Matt Schaub, and he huddled with us one-on-one afterwards.
Were you a little surprised on the Dreesen touchdown that got called back because of the penalty?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. You know, I guess Kevin got called for a pick, and I don't even think they're in man coverage down there. So it's a tough call, but they made it, and, you know, we had to deal with it.
It's kind of one of those things where there's so little room to operate, and it's just kind of circumstantial.
Yeah, we're down there. I think we're on the one-yard line, and it's tough. There's not a lot of room to maneuver, and the play wasn't a pick play, honestly, for anybody. But they made the call, and, you know, we had to go back out there and try to score again.
What sort of stuff did Kubiak say after?
We just need to, you know, hold each other accountable. You know, these are games where, you know, every game is tough. You know, it doesn't matter whether we're supposed to win, they're supposed to win. It always comes down to a couple plays a game. So they just made it a couple more than us.
Anything positive to take from this?
I think we all fought hard out there. We were playing with some good intensity. I think we carried that over from last week. But, you know, the situation we were in last year, we're coming off a big win. We let one slip away. And, you know, I'd hope that we had learned from it. Obviously, we've got some more things to clean up. So we're going to try to do that this week and get focused on Oakland.
Ball time in Houston. And we're ready to play.